Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Melina!
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I couldn't be doing better, man. And the Continental Lover is in the house. The icon, the Hall of Famer, the legend. It doesn't get any better than this boy right over here. And you know something? You and me, we would have been a world tag team champions, you and me. That's how good we are. I mean, it doesn't get any better than JT and me.
I would have, you would have had to really pick up a ton of slack to make that happen.
Well, I could have handled that.
All right, good. Well, I'll tell you this: you'd come over to tag me in, and you'd be like, "Where is he?" I'd be over at the chip stand eating potato chips, going, "It my turn?" Yeah. No, I'm good. You're gonna be on your own there, buddy. But we're gonna get into some stuff today. We're gonna get into the MLB season that's getting ready to start kicking off at the end of this month. Who got the biggest free agent impact? How those teams have gotten better over the off season? The NBA playoffs. It looks like the Nuggets and Celtics are destined for a finals matchup, but we'll discuss the other teams that have a chance to make the playoffs this year and who have a chance to actually make the finals. Dalton Schultz is glad that he's in Houston and out of Jerry's zoo. He called it a total zoo. We'll discuss that.
Right.
And NASCAR's Pennzoil 400 in Vegas. Kyle Larson was the winner. We'll discuss that in the upcoming race in Phoenix.
Well, that sounds good. I'm, you know, what I'm thinking about is I wonder if, you notice they did not re-up McCarthy, his contract with the Cowboys. Now, I wonder if he's got Belichick in his back of his mind.
I don't know. I mean, you want to talk about a disaster mixing Jerry Jones and Bill Belichick. That has disaster written all over it, if you ask me.
Well, it kind of has like Parcells same way, because Parcells threw the keys at him and said, "Hey, if you want to coach, have your little happy ass and coach. See ya."
All right,
and
Eddie.
That's exactly what he did.
We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, There are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield, the Continental Lover. How we doing, Eddie?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. If I get any better, man, I can't stand it. You know something? Everything's starting to heat up. You know, they say it's going to slow down. It's not. Nothing's slowing down. Major League Baseball, my favorite sport of everything in the world, and including professional wrestling, that's entertainment. But when you look at a Major League Baseball, hey, it is starting to heat up.
It is starting to heat up. But before we get into that, let's talk O Dark 30, where tactical meets practical.
You got to.
O Dark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. Comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. How do you like that, Eddie? I memorized their tag. You like that?
That's a good one, man. O Dark 30. For all you 6 million listeners around the world, go to odark30.com and get you some of this gear. They got great boots. I got Jeff boots coming. Oh, Lenny sent me a text today. By the way, he's filming up in Pennsylvania, and he said that he promises he'll get everything to you, and you're going to be styling and profiling with them boots because they are some fine-looking boots. And I got me some coming too. You ain't the only dude can wear some boots.
You told me that Lanny made me promise that I wouldn't wear jean shorts with his boots, though. And I'm willing to hold up my end of that bargain.
Well, you know, he don't want you looking like a poopster, man. This is a manhunter kind of stuff, man. Hey, let me ask you a question.
All right.
Ted Nugent, would you ever think you'd see him wear something like that?
No, I don't. I don't believe that Ted Nugent would ever wear. Well, not now. I think there was a time in the 80s maybe where Ted would have worn.
That don't count. We're talking now.
Now, no. No, Ted's too cool for that, for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll never live
And
up
you
to
gotta
it.
Be that cool too.
The NASCAR Pennzoil 400 in Vegas was won by Kyle Larson. He was followed by Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney, Ross Chastain, and Ty Gibbs rounding out the top five. Listen, Eddie, Kyle Larson led 187 of 267 laps.
Wow,
in that race.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, man, that's huge.
I believe I read that was 68% of the race he was leading, and that is, it wasn't the record, but it made like the top 10 of most laps led by a guy in a race. He led all of that time, but he only held off Tyler Reddick by less than half of a second to secure the win in Vegas.
Well, you know, it always comes down when that white flag hits, you know, anything goes. And you never know, if he's not that far out, these guys can catch you. And they're coming. And they're just, you know, balls to the wall. And they don't care. They're going to come and get you. And if you don't like it, they'll run you off the... It's just the way it is. They're coming for they're going to get it. They want that checkered flag, and that is the key, the checkered flag.
Yeah, if you're still in the race at the end, you're definitely giving it your 100% all. That pedal is hitting the metal. You're hitting turns harder. You're trying to get inside on the turns. It's a free-for-all the last lap or two. So far this season, it's coming up Hendricks. They've got two of the three wins in the Cup Series thus far. And early in the season, nobody's really surprised that Kyle Larson is leading in points, or that 2023 champ Ryan Blaney is right behind him. He's 8 points behind with two top five finishes, but no wins this year. The only surprise right now is the 2022 Cup Series winner, Joey Logano, is struggling a bit. He's 24th so far in points, but there's plenty of time for him to get it together.
Yeah. I mean, when I look at when you look at Hendricks, that's where all the gold is. It used to be kind of like at Joe Gibbs with Tony Stewart and all them back in the day. But now all the gold has kind of transferred over to Hendricks, and he seems to be putting out the best cars there are. I mean, he really is.
Yeah, you put a good car together with a good driver, and it's funny how the team thing really does work in NASCAR too. You know, if you've got two guys, one of them's car's running a little better, you can utilize that other guy to kind of, you know, block out the rest of the field or push him a little bit if necessary. And Joe Gibbs' teams made that famous. You know, there were guys pushing their guys constantly in those races, and it seems like Hendricks has figured it out and putting it together. Phoenix is this upcoming weekend. That should be a really fun race.
Yeah, that'd be a great race.
Yeah, one
Absolutely.
Mile oval.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right and now. Go ahead.
Then you're going to see who can actually race and who can't race on a one mile oval.
Well, Ryan Blaney is the favorite thus far to win on that 1 mile oval. And Ross Chastain, his teammate, who won the last race in Phoenix last year of the Cup Championship, is second most favored. So that's looking good for them. But Kyle Larson is going to look to keep his lead in the point standing so far, because he's finished in the top 10 in 9 of his last 10 appearances in Phoenix.
Wow, that's amazing. And you know what has happened to Bush? I mean, where'd he go? I mean, he just like disappeared.
Yeah, it's interesting how this goes. You know, you don't know what happens behind the scenes. Like, if you lose even one of the guys that's working on your car, it can change everything. And something's going on with the Bushes. And unfortunately, it seems like there are a lot of guys who were big names in the sport that are still kind of sticking around. And what it seems to be is that the new blood has taken over, and it makes you wonder if, you know, some of these guys need to move out of the way and let some kids take over. It's a whole new NASCAR. And, you know, with all of the simulations and the kids playing games and coming in,
There, it's fun to watch the kids kids get out there and race. Eddie, you teased a WWE story last week, and I cut you off and said, "Hey, we're going to leave this a cliffhanger, and time has come." What do you got?
Well, what did I tease?
You said that you had another WWE story last week, and I had to say, "Hey, hold on." It had something to do with the McMahons, though.
Oh, I can tell you what it is.
All right. Well, that's what we want. Are we going to get fired?
No, we're not going to get fired. They won't ever fire us because we are Mr. Ratings. I mean, we put up ratings. We're a hit show. Hey, you know, when you look at it at the WWE, what happened was another woman has come out, was a WWE referee by the name of Rita Chatterton, and she publicly accused McMahon of raping her and coercing her into having, well, giving him oral sex.
So
that's another one. So it looks like you got AAA's got a screw job going on. Stephanie's got a screw job on. Vince has got so many screw jobs going on, he can't keep up with them. And forget John Laurinaitis. He's turning on them where he's trying to look good to the Bella Twins' mama. So, I mean, come on, man. It's like all the McMahons are turning into screw jobs.
Listen, Eddie, let me ask you this question. Going back, yeah. we know there's a sordid history when it comes to what gets overlooked. The biggest story, in my opinion, that they covered up was Jake the Snake's father, who was known to be into the younger women. He's bringing them on the road with him. And that all comes out way after his death. And he was a beloved member of the wrestling community. Is this stuff that's coming out about the McMahons unusual, or is it the fact that it's just coming out?
Well, it's been been swept under the rug for all these years. You know, when you talk about Grizzly Smith.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Grizzly Smith was a pedophile.
Yeah.
He had his boys screw his daughter.
Was it his daughter That's or his wife? I think it was his wife.
His daughter. No, huh. Robin.
Oh.
He had Michael and Jake screw Robin. So you got the whole family was pedophiles, and I mean that was hid because they didn't want anybody to know that. They kept everything hush, hush, hush. And you know, that sucks and that stinks. And you know, they all three ought to have been locked up.
Honestly, I mean, really though, I feel like the boys were taken advantage of by their father. And I've heard Jake the Snake talk about this, and I don't know him personally. You do. But he seems like a decent guy who maybe, you know, did he do things after he became an adult? Or is this just stuff that his father was forcing him to do when he was a child? Because he was a victim just as much as anybody else.
Well, he did things after.
Okay.
Well, then. You know, but that's not for me to sit here and judge. I don't really give a rat's ass about Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
He's the most overrated guy I've ever seen.
Well, his gimmick was really cool, though.
Wrestling.
His gimmick was great, though.
Yeah, I guess if you call that a gay, you know, please, you know. Hemorrhoids are good thing too, but it's like, come on.
All right, listen, Eddie, we got to take a break here. We'll come back right after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off, we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. they'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Mouthing Off, all over the world.
This is Mouthing Off, all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield.
I guess you thought I was finished talking before I was rudely interrupted, JT.
I apologize, Eddie. This damn clock.
Boy, I'm telling you. You know, I'm trying to get something over. It's very important to the wrestling fans, all millions of them, about all these pedophiles they got going on. And, you know, you forget about old toe-sucking Mel, you know. I mean, there's so much that went on in the WWE and the WWF before then that is just horrible.
Let's just say that a lot of the listeners are like me, and I'm not a guy who, outside of a very small window of time, was really a big WWF or WWE guy. I dip my toes in here, no pun intended, and I pull them back out, but I've never been a guy who's been constantly on. Like, I missed the whole Rock era, the John Cena era. Like, I know who all the guys are, but I never was a guy who sat down and watched it religiously. So act like everyone out there is kind of like me, and you tell me the worst things that were done under the McMahon rule in the WWE that either came out later, or maybe do you have anything that's not come out at all?
Well, it's just a guy who used to work for me, Rob Van Dam, who, you know, mentioned me in his election to the WWE Hall of Fame twice, tell you the truth, that he came out today or yesterday and said that McMahon has mafiosa connections now.
Well, that's not a huge surprise, because they've always been kind of out of that New York area, right?
Well, yeah, I think that what happens is, I don't think that the mafia is getting him out of all this hullabaloo he's in. I think the mafia is taking money from him, because the mafia is all about the ching ching. They don't care about all that other crap he's doing. You know that? But they say that he has mafia connections. And I'm quoting a Hall of Fame by the name of Rob Van Dam. Hey, don't account that to me, because I don't want anybody shooting at me, because I don't need that right now. You know, so bottom line is, RFD said they had mafia connections.
So that what you're trying to say here, I guess, is that they had mafia connections. They were able to bury a lot of that stuff because of their connections, because we all know the mafia is not only, everybody thinks of the mafia as, you know, a bunch of Italian guys sitting in a men's club, smoking cigars and shooting guns. That's not what it's all about. The mafia also includes cops, judges, a lot of things that are not considered mafia. So if you get in trouble in, let's just say, Vegas, and there's a judge who is going to be the person, or a prosecutor who's going to be the person who's in charge of your case, and he's connected, then that can be made to go away. And it seems like a lot of that kind of stuff happened in a lot of areas where you wouldn't think they would have that kind of pull, but they must have. And it's interesting to see how, you know, something that is so hugely popular, it's not a surprise anymore to find out these kinds of things happen behind the scenes. We saw it come out with Hollywood. We've seen it come out in a lot of things. And it's just how much of this stuff is able to be kept out of the public eye, even when it's not kept out of the public eye. Some of this stuff everybody knows about, but there were really no consequences to be spoken for in the end. They were kind of able to make it go away, just not in public. But hey, you know who can make things go away and is the kind of connection that I do want to have? That's your boy Lanny at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. I'm going to do it again, Eddie. I've got this so memorized and so good. I'm just going to do it again. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. Made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, it's durable, and functional with timeless style. I'm getting pretty good at that.
I couldn't have said it better than myself, man. I guarantee you. JT, whatever you do, you listen to him and you go buy yourself some Old Dark 30, and it's at odark30.com, and don't forget it. Hey, don't not go buy it, because you're a jerk if you don't. odark30.com.
You heard it here.
You get it?
You heard it here. You don't be a jerk.
Yeah, don't be a jerk. Be a trendsetter. Don't be a follower.
Hey, well, hold on now. Why? I was going to start the trend of wearing jean shorts and boots, but you're telling me not to start that trend.
Well, yeah. If you want to go hang out in Greenwich Village, that'd be fine.
Yeah, I'll get my man bun going and my little beard that I don't need because I spend all of my time inside. Anyway, moving on. NBA.
Yeah,
Eddie.
And when you go to San Francisco, they'll fit right in.
I do see a lot of guys dressed like that when I'm in San Francisco, oddly. Right now, Eddie, if the NBA season were over, the top seeds in the East and the West would be the T-Wolves and the Celtics. The Celtics, they've been dominant all year, and they look poised right now to glide right through the East. While Minnesota, with their big men, Kyle Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert, along with Michael Conley and Anthony Edwards in the backcourt, they're very well-rounded, but Denver has run it back with pretty much the exact same team they had last year that went to the finals and dominated. They have arguably the best player in the league in Nikola Jokic. I think they're going to be the team to beat in the Western Conference. The big surprise. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I like the Celtics. That's me.
Yeah. They've gotten significantly better. I mean, I thought they made a big mistake when they shipped out Marcus Smart. He was the glue that was keeping that team together. They've got two young stars in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, but they bring in Kristaps Porzingis, and that has made that team really, I mean, you've seen these teams before that dominate all season long, and then when it comes down to it, they can't win in the playoffs, and that is yet to be seen with this Celtics team as it's built right now. But I think that they are legit. They've experienced losing in the finals, and that's what they always say. You got to learn to win, then you got to learn to lose, then you got to learn to win in the playoffs, and then you can win the championship. And I think that they've learned to lose and they've learned to win, and now it could be the year that they win that coveted NBA championship. There's a huge surprise out west, though. The Oklahoma City Thunder, who were almost guaranteed to be a powerhouse if all of their young draft picks worked out, but nobody thought it would be now. They're the second best seed right now in the West, and with Gilgeous Alexander running the point, they have a future Hall of Famer. So don't be lonely if you are the only person who that's the only guy on that team that you know about, other than maybe Chet Holmgren, who was the second pick in 2022 behind Paolo Banchero, who was a big man who got hurt in the preseason before last season, didn't play, and now he's looking like a second overall pick all the way. They are incredible. It's all young guys. They didn't bring in some veteran presence to stick with these guys. It's all a bunch of kids, and they look really good, but they're young.
You know the key? You know the key to some of this? Back in the day, we would have a bunch of kids, say in pro baseball. I was a pro baseball player. Okay. They would put us, you know, being young and all this other stuff, under a top notch, I mean, a real top notch coach or GM. I have to watch saying GM, but anyway, like a Leo Mazzoni or a coach like that,
yeah,
that you would learn from them, that would teach you the proper etiquette, the proper this, the proper that, how to win, how not to lose, how to keep you from losing. And that's what's lost today. They need to bring in some of the more experienced guys to lead the younger guys to the promised land. And they can do that, believe me.
Yeah, I think that they're a team that's so good, and they've got a very good future ahead of them if they can keep it together. But they're young, and they're likely going to have to learn to win in the playoffs before they can go all the way. Don't be surprised if they're upset in the first round. But this is a team that's going to be around for a while. They're young, and they're good. And speaking of another young team who is kind of what, not as surprising as OKC is, but has been better than what was expected before with the Cleveland Cavaliers. They have three studs in Garland, Mobley, and Allen. They added Donovan Mitchell, who's a proven player. And then they added a guy who is proven to be a stud in the playoffs, and Max Strus, who was a big part of the Heat team that was a surprise and made the finals last year, plays out on the wing. And that team's looking very, very good coming out of the East. And I think that this may be the time that, although the Celtics are leaps and bounds above everybody else in the East right now, when it comes down to it, this Cavaliers team, I think, is built very well and could be a surprise representative of the East come when it comes finals time. I would not be surprised at all to see this Cleveland team make it.
Well, when we're talking about people making it, there's a buddy of both of ours by the name of Shaquille O'Neal.
Hey, we're going to talk about that in this next segment because we're running out of time here. We're going to.
I guess before I was really, before I was rudely interrupted for the second damn time, let me tell you something.
We'll be
going to talk about Shaquille O'Neal, my friend, and JT's friend when we get back.
On Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Around the World.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, Dave single, order in the app. Dave single, Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger or March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Mouthing off all over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie, the continental lover Mansfield. And Eddie, before I rudely interrupted you coming out of the last segment, you wanted to talk about your and my friend and huge man, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. You know, Shaq, from mouthing off, and you've been on this show many, many times. And for Jeff and myself, I want to say congratulations for having that number retired and putting that rafters. If anybody needed it retired from the Orlando Magic, it was you, because you made the Orlando Magic. And without them, you see what happened. They suck the rest of it. They still suck. So it really doesn't matter. And so, Shaquille O'Neal, God bless you. I'm so proud to call you my friend, and I know Jeff is too, and congratulations.
You know how they say don't ever meet your heroes?
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal is the opposite of that. I told him when I first met him, I don't like you. And he said, because you're a Magic fan? And I said, well, yeah. And he said, don't worry, I'll fix that. And it's true. I love that
he
guy.
Did.
So the story that I told you I was going to tell was that, as you know, I do the NBA All-Star Game every year. And this year, the NBA All-Star Game was happening. And my nephew, who's now out of high school and in college, I said, hey, listen, you know, you can come up. I'll fly up. You can stay with me. I don't know if I can get you into the game or not, but going to an All-Star game is an experience. The whole city is the All-Star game.
Right.
You walk Absolutely. Around, you see these guys walking around. They're all in town for all of the stuff. It was a lot of fun. But he told me no, he wasn't going to come because he was going to be in town to go see Shaquille O'Neal's number get retired by the Orlando Magic, which I have mixed feelings about being a Orlando Magic fan since their very inception. Right here on my desk, in my little box of tickets, I have my first ever Magic ticket from the 14th game of the season. The Magic played the Detroit Pistons, and that was in 1989. I am a Magic fan for the entire life of the Orlando Magic, and it broke my heart.
Wow.
When Shaquille O'Neal, I remember when that ping pong ball came up, and we got the number one pick, and we were going to have Shaquille O'Neal, who was going to make the Orlando Magic a franchise to be very proud of, how I was screaming and very happy. I loved it. And then when he left, it broke my heart. But my nephews, I was doing the Shaquille O'Neal podcast out at Disney, and my nephews had the day off of school, and I said, hey, y'all should come over and meet him. And he went out of his way to make that experience a great experience for my nephew, so much so that my nephew refused to come up to Indianapolis for the All-Star game so he could be there in person to see Shaq's number get retired by the NBA. It's such a funny story. I took Shaq back out to the Port-au-Cachere to get the car from the valet, and my brother-in-law and my two nephews walked out with us, and I said goodbye and went back to put everything away. And then 30 minutes later, I'm getting pictures from my brother-in-law. He's driving around in Shaq's truck with Shaq, and that is an experience. That experience has stuck with those kids, and they're not even in a small minority of people who have right. a Shaq story, because he is one of yeah. the most genuinely awesome human beings on the planet. And I feel lucky to have worked with and met Shaq, and I hope nothing but good things for him. But listen, Eddie, one other thing that I must say that I am very proud to be associated with is O Dark 30, where tactical meets practical. O Dark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges.
challenge. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com, Eddie.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Odark 30, go get you some, because there's nothing like it. Odark30.com.
Listen, Eddie, I teased earlier that we were going to talk MLB, and I'm going to keep it brief because we've run short on time. I'm getting yelled at by my co-host that I keep cutting him off, and I don't want to have to do it again. So I'm just going to say that I teased that we were going to talk MLB free agency, but it would be ridiculous to say that anybody except for the Los Angeles Dodgers won spring training. They added Shoyatani and fellow Japanese baseball standout Yoshinobu Yamamoto. That's hard to say. It's almost as hard as Giannis Antetokounmpo, but I've learned how to say that, so I will eventually be able to ring off Yoshinobu Yamamoto. See, there it goes. But they're going to be better. They added Tyler Glass now and Teoscar Hernandez as well in free agency. It's ridiculous what's happened in LA. Enough said. They are the favorite to win the World Series on paper, but as you and I have both said, they're not our picks.
No,
it's an incredible
team. They're not going to win. Hey, them boys out there, they going to win crap. Yes. I mean, they're just not. I can't stand the Dodgers. Never liked the Dodgers, and they're not going to win anything. I'm just telling you that. They can bring in all them Japanese they want. All they're going to do is eat sushi and eat rice. And what does that do for you? Let's just see how many home runs these bad boys actually do.
Well,
put them out.
I would say this. If I were a betting man and I was betting on who's going to hit the most home runs this season, Otani would be a guy who I would definitely have to consider placing that bet on. But listen.
Do you mean out of the National League?
No. Period. He hits home runs. And he's Babe Ruth. He had to have surgery, so he can't throw right now, but he's still going to be their cleanup hitter. He's going to hit a ton of home runs, and next season or the season after, he's going to be a Cy Young candidate. The guy's incredible. I hate that he plays for the Dodgers, but he does, and that team is going to be very, very good. But as we've seen in the past, that doesn't mean anything when it comes down to the playoffs. For Pete's sake, the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Hey, I'm just going to tell you, I told you so. That it ain't gonna happen.
No, you're not telling me, because I don't think it's gonna happen either. I think they're gonna kill. They're gonna kill it in the regular season, and then some team's gonna beat them in the playoffs, and Dodger fans are gonna cry home in their baby blue hats. But
that's what they do.
Speaking of blue and silver, the former tight end for the Dallas Cowboys, Dalton Schultz, came out and said that he is glad to have gotten out of Jerry Jones' zoo and go to Houston, where football is the focus of, go figure, an NFL team.
Well, that, what does that tell you?
It tells me
that's what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
They need to get him a real, you know, why don't they get Belichick to come in there, be the GM and the head coach, let him, they got a great ball team, turn him loose, let him be somebody, get rid of that guy who he can't ever win, and let's get some people in there that can win. The Dallas Cowboys have got some of the greatest fans there is, ever. And you cannot deny that. I mean, they're loyal to a fault. Even with all this crap going on with Jerry Jones. They put up with this, but time is up. His time is up.
Listen,
not
Eddie.
Not only on this earth, he's 81 years old, but believe me.
Hey. Listen, if it were up to me, if I made the decisions, you know who Jerry Jones would be right now?
Oh, well, that's easy. Rhea Ripley. Yeah, that ugly Aussie stinking. That girl looks, I mean, not only does she smell, she got all these tats all over herself, and they want to show her out like, ooh, that's my world champion. this girl's a joke. You know, when you see Tiffany Stratton, Tiffany Stratton is 9 in heavy change, and this other one is like minus 1. That's how bad she was.
She's a ugly. Per 4.
Oh yeah, per 4 is right. I mean, she's so butt ugly as this lady, but funny. And so when you look, they need to put Tiffany in there. She even got a great name, Tiffany's. Fifth Avenue in New York. Tiffany Stratton is beautiful, and she can work in the ring a lot better than the Aussie. And I'm not crazy about that. I hate that Aussie. I think she smells. I think she stinks. And that's just the way. That's just me.
Well, Eddie, I'm surprised. I've over the past few weeks, I thought you were a big fan of her. Now you seem to have changed.
Yeah, I haven't. No.
I don't.
She's got butt cheese. Believe me.
I'm trying to find out if there's going to be how much you can pile on to this this girl by the end of by the time she makes it off of. She might be the Madonna of jabronis of the week. She's topping the charts every week. She's on top every week.
Hey, let me tell you something. It's just getting started, brother. Hey, I'm fixing to crank it up. You had never seen the Continental Lover when I'm wide ass open, and guess what you're fixing to get? Guess what, Miss Ozzy? Strap yourself in, because you're no world champion. You a friggin' joke. I just told you who the world champion needs to be. And all the fans, they need to make sure that Tiffany Stratton is the world champion for the WWE. Not only is she fine, hell of a lot. She looks better than that idiot with a nose ring and all these tattoos all over your body like a freak. You know, what carnival freak are you coming out of? Well, that's just me. I had enough of it, and I want to see a classy-looking champ, you know, not a freak.
Well, Eddie, you told me before the show that you had some inside dirt on a NFL free agent that is going to be available, and he may be the top free agent available this upcoming offseason.
Well, you're absolutely right. Well, you got to understand that the Broncos just released. Did you know that? Just released.
They released Russell Wilson, who's probably going to end up with the Commanders.
No.
You don't think so? Where do you think he's going?
I think he's going to go with the Steelers.
All right. I just can't imagine them moving on from Kenny Pickett this quickly. He's such a hometown guy. Fans love him.
Well, Lord, I have no idea. But, you know, you got the Bears. You know, they're leaning towards trading the number one pick and sticking with Justin Fields because of the OC that they hired.
Yeah, I don't understand why they would need to trade that pick, though. I would just take an offensive lineman or a wide receiver. Why not take Marvin Harrison Jr. over?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, give Justin something to throw to. Yeah. Bam. And then you got a number 9 right down there. You can pick up whatever you need.
Put some meat in front of them.
Absolutely, you can get some meat and potatoes in front of them, and that's what I believe.
All right,
and you got it. Go ahead.
I was going to say we got to take a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Look. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, we're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. Eddie, we got into some MLB, some NBA, some NASCAR. Don't tell me, we even talked the NFL, but don't tell me that once the NFL season's over that the sports talk is over. That's crazy talk. We got plenty to talk about. And the one thing, I tried to tee you up there and you went in a Russell Wilson and Justin Fields direction, but I think you believe that Saquon Barkley is going to be paired up with C.J. Stroud in Houston. That would be a big move for them. They clearly are on the come up. They're clearly a team that can compete right now. You add Saquon Barkley into that mix, even at his age and the wear and tear on him, I think that that could be fantastic in Houston.
It should. And you know, if I wasn't rudely interrupted so damn much, I would have got that in. JT?
I know. I had to do it.
Hey, you just got to do it, boy. I'm just telling you. But that's what I was going to do next. You know, whatever.
Listen, I got to follow this clock. You know, if we want to be worldwide, we have to finish in this amount of time. It's got to be this long. I hate it as much as the next guy, but those are the rules. And if we want to be on Armed Forces Radio Network, which I'm very proud to be on, we got to follow the clock, Eddie.
Yeah, and all you guys with the Armed Forces Radio, you need to go buy that olddark30.com. Go check them out because you're going to love them. Oh, my goodness gracious. Are you going to love them? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
They will, too. They will.
I wonder what the international shipping is like because, you know, if a guy's in, let's say, Kuwait
how long will it take him to get a pair of those O'Dark 30 boots? I don't care.
Well, I'm sure that Lenny, you know, he's got something working. You know, he knows how to work things. Believe me.
Yes.
He was a commander of the U.S. Marshals. I mean, he can make things happen that most people only dream of happening. So, odark30.com. Don't you dare buy it.
Okay, Eddie. Well, you know, we've come to the end of the evening. It's always a sad thing to say goodbye to our beloved fans and listeners, but it's time, man. So tell them goodbye.
Well, for the Mouthing Off Nation, for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying, see you next week. Same time, same station.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk. A special news and update station you control. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7.